Rochester's official Christmas station, warm at 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And today, we're a day before Thanksgiving. I understand, Doctor, you got a few things to help us have a healthy Thanksgiving this year.
Well, there's a lot we could talk about, but I'm going to keep the list brief. So, you know, first thing, man, it's such an easy mistake to make. But, you know, when we got a big meal looming, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, it's very easy, I think, to say, all right, I'm going to save my calories. I'm going to wait. I'm going to kind of, you know, starve myself a little bit for the day because I got all this food I'm going to be eating at the end of the day. The really short story here is that is a recipe for disaster. What happens hormonally is your body, you know, doesn't like that. And so it increases this hormone that we have called ghrelin. And what happens is that makes you hungrier. So then by the time you finally get to that meal, unfortunately, that hormone does not dissipate quickly, and you will tend to overeat before your body even realizes it. So it's a complete backfire, unfortunately.
That's the first thing
to avoid.
Don't do that, all right?
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Better to eat normally throughout the course of the day, keep your body in that happy place, right, and you'll feel better too. Second, when it comes to, you know, sitting down to eat this meal, right, everybody does it a little differently, but, you know, we've got a lot of choices typically. And so one thing I would strongly suggest, eat the meat. Make sure that you get to that protein, and even literally first thing in your meal, make that kind of your first bite of food, because, you know, one of the things that a lot of people will, you know, feel after especially a Thanksgiving feast, so to speak, man, you'll feel that indigestion, maybe acid reflux, even if you don't have that as a pre-existing condition, but just, you know, you're just packing your stomach. If you give your body that harder to digest, more acid forming food first, it will help the pH in the stomach to kind of overcome that tougher to break down food product, and lets the rest of the meal typically work a lot better. So eat a little bit of the meat first, and definitely don't skip the meat as a part of your meal. Okay, so that's my second tip.
Right.
And my third, I saved the most controversy for last.
Okay? All right.
So butter is better, guys.
Butter
is better. Maybe that's good news to a lot of you butter lovers, but when it comes down to it, there are so many choices for, you know, for oils, for fats, so to speak, in your food. And we've talked about a lot of them in the past, about some of the best and some of the worst. But the simple reality, I feel like butter tends to be kind of a staple for a lot of people that will prepare a turkey a certain way, especially. And there's nothing wrong with that. Fundamentally, butter is a very natural fat. Obviously, it's naturally occurring from, you know, from milk. So it's a very easy thing to see how it occurs in nature, so to speak. So it's an easy thing for our bodies, not something to be afraid of, fairly heat stable. So it's really a good choice. And eating a good fat like that inside of a big meal in this way can actually be really positive in general, too.
It helps you feel full, right?
Well, you get those good stabilizers, the protein and the fat, and that is exactly right. You're gonna stay a little bit, you have a little less tendency to overindulge in the carbs or the sweets,
right,
or all
right,
that, because your body actually gets what it needs.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you,
yes,
and yours, Dr. Matt.
Thank you. Same to you
right,
both.
We'll catch you next week.